today's business report starts with the value of higher education. Some new information out today makes the benefit of a college degree strikingly clear. The Census Bureau reports that a person with a four-year college degree now earns, on average, almost twice as much as someone with a high school diploma and no more. Those with a doctorate or master's degree can expect to earn significantly more. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
According to the latest Census Bureau figures, the average college graduate now makes just over $51,000 a year. An advanced degree, a master's or a doctorate, is worth around $74,000. But for those who don't go on to college or who fail to finish high school, the earnings outlook is pretty bleak. Harry Holzer is an economist at Georgetown and a fellow at the Urban Institute, a Washington-based public policy research group.
The kinds of jobs that we used to have a lot of that paid reasonably well to people with only moderate skills and maybe a strong back and a good work ethic, those jobs have been disappearing or lowering their wages for a long time.
And the latest census figures show the income and education gap is only widening. Over the past several years, earnings for high school graduates have remained essentially flat. Those who failed to graduate from high school have actually seen their earnings slip slightly. Holzer says for that reason, those who opt out of college will need to do something else to avoid being left behind.
You have to have some kind of post-secondary training or certification, maybe a community college, maybe an apprenticeship certificate. When you have at least one of those things, you have a better shot at decent earning.
However, paying for college for some has also become increasingly difficult. Robin Gerber is a senior fellow at the University of Maryland's Business School.
Franklin Roosevelt said we have one-third of a nation ill-housed, ill-fed, and ill-clothed. Well, we have more than a third of a nation ill-educated. To me, that's the biggest public policy crisis.
Still, there is some reason for optimism. The Census Bureau figures show two encouraging records. 85% of Americans 25 or older now have their high school diploma. 28% have a bachelor's degree. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.